One OA Sundance Club LLC.
I have a motion, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir.
I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 2401 for OA Sundance Club LLC for multiple family dwelling structures in a GR General Residential Zoning District based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this property has been the subject of several prior applications. Conditional use 1848 was recommended for approval by this commission and then approved by county council for 200 multi-family condominium units. Then conditional use 2206 was approved for the similar project with 200 apartment multifamily units. Neither development was built. Number two, this application is for 180 condominium units, 20 less than what was previously approved. Instead of a large building with multiple units, this project will consist of condominium units that have the appearance of individual homes. These individual structures will be consistent with the single family homes that exist on many neighboring properties. Three, the property is currently zoned GR, General Residential. According to Sussex County Zoning Code, the purpose of General Residential District is to provide medium density residential uses. The permitted density within the GR district is 4 units per acre. This application complies with the purpose and the density of the GR zoning district. Number four, the property is in the vicinity of a mixture of commercially and residentially zoned properties, including other GR properties, MR properties, and C1 properties. This use is consistent with all of the nearby uses and zoning districts. Five, the proposed conditional use is appropriate for this site because residential development of this type is appropriate where central sewer and water are available. Sewer will be provided by Sussex County and water will be provided by Tidewater Utilities. Six, the proposed use is consistent with the county's comprehensive land plan. It is in the coastal area according to the plan, which is a growth area. The plan states that medium and higher density can be appropriate where, like here, there are features such as central water, sewer, and nearby commercial uses and employment centers. Seven, the project will be served or benefited by amenities which include a clubhouse, pool, playground, sports courts, and walking paths. Eight, DLDOT has reviewed the proposed project and has determined that the development traffic impact will be minor. Nine, with the conditions placed upon this recommendation, there will be no adverse impact upon traffic or the neighboring area. 10, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than 180 units within the development. B, all entrances, intersections, roadways, and multimodal improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed by the applicant in accordance with DLDOT's determination. C, there shall be on-site activity and passive amenities including a clubhouse, swimming pool, pickleball courts, gardens, and a dog park. These amenities shall be completed and open to use as required by zoning code. D, central sewer shall be provided to the development by Sussex County. The developer shall comply with all requirements and specifications of the Sussex County Engineering Department. E, the development shall be served by central water system providing adequate drinking water and fire protection as required by applicable regulations. F, stormwater management and erosion and sediment control shall be constructed in accordance with applicable state and county requirements, and the project shall utilize best management practices to construct and maintain these fixtures. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex County Conservation District. G, no wetlands shall be disrupted except as authorized by state and federal permits. H, all internal roadways shall be private and maintained by the developer or its assigns. All roads shall comply with fire marshal and Delaware fire prevention requirements. I, the applicant, shall consult with local school district transportation manager to determine if a school bus stop is appropriate. The location of such a bus stop shall be shown on the final site plan. J, construction, site work, excavation, grading, and deliveries on or from the property shall occur within the hours of 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. through 2 p.m. on Saturday. During site work and initial construction, all dumpsters and roll-off containers shall be covered to prevent construction materials and debris from blowing across the site onto neighboring properties. K, the developer shall preserve as many existing trees as possible on the site. Clearing, disturbance, or altering existing vegetation shall be limited to what is necessary for construction and for the removal of dead and dying trees which pose a threat to public safety or harm to adjacent properties. These areas of non-disturbance shall be clearly shown on the final site plan. L, there shall be a forested and or vegetated strip that is at least 20 feet wide adjacent to the land of ownership. This buffer shall increase to a width of 25 feet along the western boundary line between units 13 and 31 and along the northeastern boundary line between units 54 and 62. This buffer shall utilize existing forest or similar vegetation where it exists in the buffer area. Where trees currently exist in the buffer area, stump removal or construction activities that disturb the existing grade of the area within the buffer shall be prohibited. All silt fencing shall be located along the interior limit of the buffer, the edge of the buffer nearest to the interior development. And the final site plan shall identify the limit of the disturbance to prevent disturbance of the buffer area. M, the application or its assigned shall be responsible for the maintenance of all interior roadways and parking areas, buildings, buffers, stormwater management areas, recreational amenities, and open space. N, all lighting on the site shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. O, as represented by the applicant, the developed shall be an age-restricted over 55 community, as that term is generally interpreted under federal law and fair housing. P, the final site plan shall include an unobstructed area set aside for vehicular access to the subdivision in emergency situations from railway road. This area does not need to be improved with paving or stones. Instead, it must be an area outside of any structures and free from obstructions so that the development is not isolated in the event that the main entrance is impassable. Q, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
Second.
Thank you.
All right, it's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2401 OA Sundance Club LLC for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. Mr. Mears, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in my motion.
Okay, Mr. Collins?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Butler?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Hold on one second. Mr. Butler, this hearing was the December meeting. Were you here at the December meeting?
Yes.
Okay, all right, just want to make sure for the record. Okay.
As far as I know, lunch was hard to remember.
All right, then the chair votes yes for the reasons and stipulations stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0. All right, ladies and gentlemen, on our agenda at this point in time, it indicates a recess. But since we've only been underway for 28 minutes, I think we can slog on a little further. So we're going to move on to our public hearings, and it is